I'm Mac Mail. Let's talk about bees. Edmonton's Food and Urban Agriculture Strategy, known as FRESH, included a number of recommendations when it was passed in 2012, one of which says, examine opportunities for citizens to keep bees and raise hens. In Edmonton, beekeeping is not allowed. It's prohibited by Bylaw 13145, which is the Animal Control Bylaw. Under Part 5, Section 27, called Prohibited Animals, the bylaw reads, no person shall keep or have any of the following on any premises within a municipal address in the city. A. A large animal or the young thereof. B. Poultry. C. Bees. Or D. Poisonous snakes, reptiles, or insects, unless permission to do so has been granted by the city manager. Now that permission has been granted a few times, which is why some schools and a community league within Edmonton have some bees currently and are allowed to do so legally. But for the rest of us, keeping bees within the city limits is illegal. Malcolm Connell, president of the Edmonton District Beekeepers Association, says there's about 30 bee colonies that exist illegally within the city limits, and notes that Edmonton had 4,000 small-scale beekeepers during the Second World War when sugar was rationed. So we definitely have a history of beekeeping in Edmonton. Some cities in Canada, like Saskatoon and Victoria, specifically allow beekeeping in their bylaws, while other cities like Calgary and Vancouver don't legally allow them, but they encourage them, and they're allowed. There's no rule, but no one is going to get in trouble for raising bees in those places. Here in Edmonton, the fight for the right to raise bees has been going on for quite a long time, even before the Food and Ag Strategy came up and was discussed a number of years ago. Beekeeping and hens have both been seen as controversial issues by past councils, which is why I thought it was quite creative of administration to bring the issues to council separately. On July 7th, a report came to Community Services recommending that a pilot on urban beekeeping be undertaken. That report noted that, after some preliminary public consultation, the city found that 51% of citizens think that beekeeping is important, 35% of those surveyed said they would support keeping bees in residential settings, and 9% showed an interest in raising the bees themselves. Now, if everyone has bees in their backyard, aren't you more likely to get stung? Not necessarily, says Dustin Bayer, member of the Edmonton Food Council. Here's what he told the CBC's Mark Connolly.
It's not very common. I've been stung a few times over the last couple of years, and it's usually because I made a mistake and I grabbed a bee with my bare hand while trying to play with a comb or stepped
crazy.
On a bee or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's kind of like totally fair. If somebody steps on me, I'm gonna get a little angry as well.
So not only are bees not going to sting you, they're likely not going to bother you. Unlike those other buzzing yellow and black insects, bees are not interested in human food. At the meeting, council heard from a number of citizens who spoke passionately about the issue, highlighting the benefits of keeping bees within city limits. Council discussed the issue and ultimately voted to take the pilot forward.
Okay, all in favor of this motion. And that is carried. Thank you very much. Well, this is the amended version. That one's done.
The motion from Councillor Nickel read that administration provide a report to Community Services Committee on the implementation of the 2014 Urban Beekeeping Pilot Project, including appropriate policy and bylaw changes in the first quarter of 2015. So between now and then, administration will make the pilot happen. They'll figure out the term of the pilot, the number of people that can participate, the number of bees, the size and construction requirements of hives, standard of care of the hives, they'll do inspections, and they'll of course do a bunch of public consultation about the entire project. Now the only thing that is specifically not allowed is sale of products. So if you're selected for the pilot and you're raising bees and you get some honey, you're not allowed to sell that. So council discussed an issue and voted to go ahead with it. No big deal, right? But what was interesting to me is how eager they were to take beekeeping forward. It was a very different response than past councils. They questioned the need for a pilot and said, we want to get on with this. Councillors Oshry and Nickel in particular pushed back.
This regards to the pilot? Or...
Well, I personally would like to let's just go. We've been at it now for a long time. There's best practices right across Alberta. I would just I don't see the need for a pilot to tell you the truth.
Mayor Iveson also spoke about the need to move things forward.
I'm frustrated too. I hear the concern from the presenters that it's taken a long time to get here. I don't want to speculate on why it took so bloody long to get here. We're here now, and this council seems to be interested and willing. And I think that this is way more than an animal control question. This is an ecosystem question.
In 2015, in the first quarter, I fully expect administration to go back to council and say, this pilot was a big success. Here's our recommended changes to the animal licensing and control bylaw. Can you approve it? And judging by their reaction on July 7th, council's going to say, you bet. Now, not everyone should have a hive, of course, but not everyone should have a dog or cat, either. There's still a lot of work to be done, but council has taken a big step forward in approving the beekeeping pilot. And perhaps more importantly, they've signaled a strong interest in seeing the ideas behind Fresh come to fruition. The decision on bees and the urgency with which council want to move it forward bode well for the ongoing development of Edmonton's local food and agriculture movement.